Are you ready to unlock the keys to your inner world? Welcome to the Soul Keys Podcast, where we will explore the transformative power of manifesting, intuition development, energy healing, and so much more. Each week, we're going to dive into topics like oracle card readings, spiritual hypnosis, and practical techniques that will help you access the inner wisdom that's always been within you. My name is Kelly T. Smith. I'm the author of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards, the Guiding Light Oracle Cards, and my newest deck, Signs from the Universe. Join me as we embark on a journey of self-discovery and manifest the life that you truly desire. Be sure to check back every Sunday for new episodes. Let's get started. Welcome back to Soul Keys. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm your host, Kelly T. Smith, and thank you so much for joining me today. I'm genuinely excited about today's show because we're going to be exploring one of life's biggest questions. It's a question that I think every one of us contemplates at some point in our lives. Why am I really here? Whether you're searching for purpose, wondering if you're on the right path, or simply wanting to better understand who you are on a soul level, I think today's conversation is going to leave you feeling inspired and give you new tools and a brand new perspective. Joining me today is someone I not only admire, but also consider a dear friend. Her name is Angelique Electra. Before we begin our conversation, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. Angelique Electra is a writer, creator, and professional muse for those navigating questions of purpose, vocation, creativity, and soul's longing for authentic expression. She holds dual degrees from Yale University, JD MBA, and spent a decades-long career as a legal officer advising leaders on building business relationships with cross-functional teams in major corporations. Drawing on studies in psychology, philosophy, spirituality, and archetypal models, Angelique developed the IntelliKeys over more than two decades as a practical framework for aligning inner essence with real-world work and life. Today, Angelique writes, speaks, and creates frameworks that support deeper self-understanding, meaningful work, and conscious life design. Welcome, Angelique.
Hey, Kelly. So good to be here. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you. I want to start by saying that I've spent the last 3 days reading and just kind of going into understanding the IntelliKeys through reading your recent self-published book, Unlock Your Potential with the IntelliKeys. And I have to say that this book is bringing up so many questions for me on a personal level that I have like 80 million questions for you today that I'm excited to talk to you about. So I'd like to start with you just telling me a little bit about your inspiration for writing this book, where your ideas came from, and maybe even let's start with understanding what does the word IntelliKeys mean?
Oh, Kelly, thank you so much for that opportunity. Yeah, I think because it's a weird word, it is a great idea to just start with what it means. Okay. Mm-hmm. The IntelliKeys is derived from the word IntelliKey, and spelled E-N-T-E-L-E-C-H-Y, IntelliKey. It is a word that was created by Aristotle. And what it means and why I love this word is that it means it is the potential becoming the actual. It is the process of self-actualization. And some of the analogies is the acorn becoming the tree, the seed becoming the plant. In other words, that what it means is that there's something inherent in everything, where it is meant to become what it is meant to be. And I love it because I believe that human beings have an innate essence inside of them that is longing to self-express, and that certain elements called just being a human being can often get in the way of that natural expression. And as someone who I won't say struggled, but just just felt very challenged by trying to figure it out. Having been a pretty sensitive, shy, creative kid who found herself pushing herself through educational systems to eventually become a lawyer, and then hitting a wall one day thinking, oh my God, is this all there is? This doesn't feel right. I don't know what more to do. How do I take what I have and make it work for me so that I feel that I'm living a more authentically expressed life? And so during a break that I had between within my legal career, between jobs, I started exploring this issue, and I actually became a career coach, and I started working with other attorneys and discovering how painful many of them felt about their life and about their decisions about becoming lawyers, and several other professional people that were feeling like, I don't know how I got here, but I know it doesn't feel right. And so that question became something that I decided to pursue very avidly. Many of the other frameworks that we know of, which are largely personality tests, really didn't answer the question for me because it just told me about how I behaved or how I thought or how others perceive me. But it didn't address what the nature of my soul longing for was. And how do I identify it? How do I put it in the words? How do I put it into a vision that could work for me? And so, as you said in the introduction, I explored a lot of material, a lot of metaphysical material even, and found concepts that essentially said, we are an array. Our life force consists of an array of energy, and each piece of energy within us has a particular quality that is always longing to self-express. And there are also energies that don't flow really well with us and that we don't want to express that much. And when you look at what you want to express versus what you don't want to express, that's where the friction can often happen, when we're trying to figure out what we want to do. And so the IntelliKeys, I took the word and I made it as a key, KEY, to opening and unlocking potential and unlocking the mystery of who we are and what we're meant to be.
Wow, I love that. So, I have to talk about myself personally and how I've experienced the IntelliKeys. I've had the opportunity to be able to take the assessment. And through the assessment, what I love about your assessment is that there's more than one archetype. The way that we take the test is that you're going to show me my strengths, and then, but I'm also going to see other areas almost where I can improve. And I liked seeing like the light attributes or the shadow attributes of different archetypes and how those show up in a way that I might even sabotage myself. So it was very, very powerful for me. Like, for example, I'm the helper teacher, right? That's my archetype or the main one. I think then I also am the beauty
Oh,
and
the
the
aesthetic
dupe.
harmonizer, yeah.
And then but as I went further down, I noticed that I resist anything that has to do with like, I don't know, organization because I'm more creative. So I noticed that those type of things are things that I needed to work on too, right? That's how the IntelliKey is it shows you your strength and your desires, but it also shows, wait a minute, if I want to achieve something, then I also need a little bit of balance in these areas.
Yeah, I think first of all, what the IntelliKeys try to do, particularly when you take that assessment, is to give you a sense of resonance with what's being described. There are essentially seven kinds of energetic qualities we carry around with us, all of us. And I'll just run through them quickly. There's the energy of movement, or what I call the kinetic energy. It's the energy that moves things forward. Often leaders are associated with this energy. They can't sit still. They want life to move. The other energy you're talking about, the helper, enlightener, is the energy of love, compassion, and beneficence. It
Mm-hmm.
and also helping others and guiding others to better understand themselves and others, and to help to guide, to enlighten. Then there's the energy of making and creating something from nothing and doing it for the benefit of other people. There's the energy of beauty and harmony, that there are some people in the world who have this tremendous gift to light up a room through harmony, through the application of beauty, to show and express beauty and harmony in what they do, even including, in my case, negotiating, because that's a form of mediating and bringing people together. Then there's the energy of discovery and learning and understanding and curiosity. This can be very, very evident in people who go into the sciences, or who are very avid about looking into the unknown of things and enlightening others about what they find. It's like a truth seeker. Then there's the energy of what I call the ardent energy, the energy of idealism and devotion. What this means is that your values and your beliefs guide you, they empower you, they light you up to have a better vision of what the world could be like. And finally, what you were talking about, the organizational energy, it's an incredible gift when people can create order out of chaos. They see a mess and they know what to do with it. They know how
That's
to make
me.
sense of it. They know, and they'll create great results and efficiencies or productivity out of it. But these are all essentially energies within our universe. This is how everything operates. And I've extrapolated this into the human being. And I found through working with others on this how that there's a resonance that people tend to have. The one last thing I'll say about this is that there's no one type. The idea is that we have a variety of undulating vibratory energies within us, and they're by this quality, but that some dominate more than others. One will support another more than others. And then finally, there's a least, what I call the least resonant entelechy archetype, which gives you a lot of information about, if it's showing up in your life, like why you are unhappy or confused or frustrated when asked to engage in that energy.
I see. So I wanted to ask you, as I'm listening to you talking, I wanted to ask, what about when you think you know your purpose, but then later on in life, everything starts to go stagnant or change, or you don't feel the same way you did when you thought you first found your purpose. And in my case, it's that I know I'm expected to move up, like evolve into the next level of my purpose. So I think there's different stages, and the entelechies helps me deeply understand what I can, how I can move into the next evolution of my purpose. Can you talk a little bit about that, like
Yeah, and
when
let
we
me,
get stuck?
yeah, I would love to address that, because one of the premises is that we think that there's a particular purpose that we have, or a particular way it's got to be expressed. And I tend to shy away from that premise. I think that we are all evolving human beings, and what we want to feel at any time is alive. We want to feel alive, and we want to feel contributory, and we want to feel directionally that we're giving what we're meant to give in the world. And it doesn't mean a particular job or a particular function or a particular thing that's all even already existing in the world. It might even be something that's not existing. And so when you're true to your basic energy that increases or amplifies your sense of aliveness, there's no telling what you're going to be bringing into your life. And so that stagnant feeling is not that you've lost your sense of purpose, is that there is a new experience that's awaiting you. If you can continue to stay in that expectation and in that presence of your quality of how you express yourself in life. So Kelly, you are the helper enlightener. That is your dominant entelechy. I said, you're always going to be in that state for your own sense of aliveness. But what you're going to continue to attract into it will still enable you to amplify that in what you do. And I think when people feel stagnant or stuck, they may be listening to or exercising or focusing on another energy that's holding them back. And fear, inserted
True.
beliefs and other things like that can kind of keep you, from fully expressing the energy that, that's inherently who you are.
So, for me, I feel like I get stuck when I hold on to the way I've always done things, and the next part of my evolution is to incorporate new ways of doing things. Like, for example, if I mostly only do one-on-ones, and now the next part of my evolution and my purpose is to do groups or to be seen more or to talk on podcasts more or to do videos. And I think that's all a part of my purpose. It's just a different vehicle and through which I express it, but that there's certain blocks to different paths I see, like
Yes.
you, for me.
Yeah, one of the things I really focus on within the book, so let's say someone can isolate and name and begin to voice the kind of energy that they represent and what they want to accomplish in the world. What ends up coming up, and usually why people have this question, is that there's some kind of resistance. There's fear, or there's an innate series of beliefs that seem to hold you back. Sometimes, when we talk about calling or purpose, we don't think that that can coexist with the practical, pragmatic side of work, for instance, or of having to comply with work requirements, that we have. How do I take my who I really am and match it into something that will also be, fulfilling work for me? And having struggled with this for a long, long time, I did find a way to match my work with who I was. And part of that is the clarity that you walk into every situation with what is important to you in terms of expressing that authenticity. I find that clarity is a magnetic force that will bring the opportunities and the situations to you. And I would see this with coaching clients as well. Once they got clear about their energy, other things fell away. Other things kind of came into their lives. And so the premise, for me about it is that people have this enormous capacity to have it all. They really do. And I think that fear and beliefs and mindsets are very, very important in addressing this. One thing that I've really been focused on recently is that our brains and our nervous systems are so wired and so predictive because of everything we've experienced. And it takes a certain kind of pause or a consciousness to question why we think the way we are and what's in the way of that self-expression, of that energetic quality that we know we want to express. And so in the book, I really try to have readers examine these underlying thoughts and beliefs and to start questioning and giving themselves spaciousness to explore. It doesn't need to be that way, or is this belief really even true? That's standing in my way. So much of the time, we hold ourselves back without examining why.
That is so true. And I was going to ask you, so moving into a deeper understanding of the book, if I was just got the book and didn't know anything about IntelliKeys, how would I use this as a tool to discover my personality? Do I take not my per my archetype? Like, do I take the assessment first and then read the book, or do I read the book? Can I do, what do you suggest?
Yeah, I want to share with everyone that Kelly was actually the inspiration behind my book because she was, you were very excited about what you learned from the assessment. I encourage people to take the assessment first because taking the assessment, just the mere taking of the assessment, begins to open you up to discerning all of these different qualities, and all of the, represented in the questions themselves. So by the time you end the test, you have already kind of reprogrammed your mind to think a little differently about your preferences and what you're drawn to and what you're not drawn to. The report that you get from the assessment is very extensive. It will address your dominant entelechies, your top two dominant entelechies, and your least resonant entelechy. It gives you a ton of information to go on. I wrote this book for the person who is excited about having taken the assessment and they want to know, what do I do with this information? It took me a long time to get to this book because I was frustrated. I said, I really don't really want to write something that people, create something that people can't use. So the book is very practical and pragmatic because it not only describes all the entelechies, it tells you, how do I figure this out? So if I have, how do I figure out what I want to do? How do I figure out my vocational direction? How do I put words to that? I get very practical. How do I even market myself into a job?
Oh, wow.
One of the things I really want, a takeaway for this that I really want people to hear is that what I've tried to do is to give language to the truth that we can speak about ourselves. Because when you are clear and articulate about who you are and what your gifts are and what you contribute in a particular, whether it's a client or a job or any kind of situation, that level of energetic confidence comes through, and it becomes your secret weapon, your secret sauce, if you will, of getting to wherever you want to go. When you're able to really communicate with someone about who you are and what excites you and how you do and what you contribute, it's a very, very powerful skill. And so the book really tries to help people get the language and learn how to communicate it in a way that empowers them when they're seeking new opportunities. The book also addresses life purpose. The book addresses whether it's life purpose you're trying to seek vocationally, aspirationally, if you're someone who is post-career and you're trying to get better clarity on what you want to do as you're trying to build a legacy, or contribute. I also address relationships using the entelechies. So it's really meant to be a workbook for self-inquiry so that you can get practical results from these archetypes. I really believe in them. They have certainly guided my life. I ended up being very conflicted about my legal career, and by being very clear about my own entelechies, I was able, they serve as a compass in terms of what you say yes to and what you say no to when you're faced with choices and options and decisions. And so I was able to navigate my yeses and nos into the kind of jobs that I knew I would flourish in and where I knew I would actually contribute in a huge way. And then I got to retire from it all, and now I get to do this. So, so I'm quite excited about where it could go.
So I have to tell you, now that we're talking about the archetypes, I want to read something that is so powerful. I'm looking at it right now because for me, I'm the helper enlightener. I mean, that's my top archetype. And I just have to read this. It's so
For
good.
sure.
Okay. The heart that cares and the voice that guides. And my essence, so your essence, is if your leading dominant entelechy is the helper enlightener, you are both a healer and a guide. Others trust you not only for your compassion, but also for your wisdom. You steady people with presence and also guide them with clarity, perspective, and knowledge. You are a living wellspring of compassion, insight, and hope. The one others trust with their hearts, their healing, and their hidden questions. You move through the world with an open hand and a steady heart, drawn instinctively to where comfort, guidance, or wisdom are most needed. For you, service is not a task or a duty. It's the natural overflow of your soul's deepest purpose. Just reading those words makes me rest in this complete knowing. Because, especially when you're coming out, I say this to other intuitives as well, or people, other life coaches, when you're coming out of the healer closet, so to speak, you kind of think you might be making it up, or am I just doing this because I, sh you know, this is what other people are doing. Or is this, or I'm doing this because this is genuinely who I am. And you really let your head get in the way when you read something this profound that it ignites this feeling of safety, like a safety net inside of me when I read that. Like, oh, I already know that on a soul level, but almost feel bad saying it or agreeing with it, right? Because it's so profound.
Yeah, the book, the content of the book is meant to speak to the soul. It's meant to call out the soul and say, hey, I feel that. I connect with this. It's me. I feel seen. I feel understood. This is real. The first key to anything, and I often think that, when we try to figure stuff out all by ourselves, it's like monkeys inside of our heads that are fighting each other. You've got the ego, you've got the super ego, you've got all sorts of subconscious stuff, going on. And it's really hard to hear the soul. Sometimes it's really hard to articulate or to feel and hear the soul, in terms of what it's trying to tell you. And I'm a deep believer that we have soul guidance within us. And that it's, and I know, Kelly, you teach us how to access that quite beautifully. But I, one of the things I want the book to do is just to call out the soul through the words and the feeling within the words that the soul is feeling like it's being reached out to respond back. And that's my hope for the book, if anything, that people can see themselves and feel themselves in each of these archetypes.
And even like when I read this other sentence, I get so excited. Like, you find your greatest joy in easing suffering, illuminating a path, and calling forth the best in others. Like, that's literally what I do for fun. Like I,
I can
but and
attest to that. You do it
I But I have to ask, like, sometimes I feel like I do it in an unbalanced way. So, like, that helper, like, I might help people without them asking for help, and then they don't receive it. Or I might be able to see something intuitively, but the other person isn't ready to hear that, and so I can't really share that with them because it's not going to help. And how can I use IntelliKeys to help me balance some of those things about myself, which are good, but I need more balance.
Yeah, I think one of the ideas behind energy, and that's why I talk about, this is our life force and the way we self-express our energy, is that it also operates at different vibratory levels. So let's say with the helper enlightener, one of the issues can be overdoing it, overhelping, stepping in to help when help doesn't seem to be asked for or requested. Sometimes it's helping to the point of exhaustion and burnout. Sometimes it's helping to the extent of not being appreciated for the help you're providing, and then there's bitterness and, and resentment that can come up out of that. So these are, this is when the expression of the energy can lead to kind of a lower vibration of the energy for you. Or for me, I have some of that energy as well. And I think that the awareness that it's just part of this, of the vibratory flow that we all have and that we can get sucked into kind of operating at the lower end of that energy. And again, once there's an awareness that that is part of that, then there's, then you're able to say, I can adjust this, I can move away, or maybe I'm doing, I can be in a self-correcting mode because I'm understanding I don't feel good when that happens. It doesn't make me feel where I, optimal about the joy that I get at helping people. So maybe I do need to ratchet this down. But I think that there's no absolute in this in the expression of the energy. I think that we all have to deal with the excesses that it can create. I think women in general, often are helper enlighteners because, we're mothers, we are wives, we are, people that overextend ourselves sometimes to make sure to nurture other people. And so we often have to think about what kind of boundaries am I going to create in order to stay healthy and happy. So I agree. I mean, there's, the creator enterpriser is the one that loves to make things. They're restless, they're intellectual, they're constantly driven to wanting to create and move things along from that perspective. But they can get very erratic and, and overly energized.
Isn't that
And
one of
some,
my strengths too? I think it was like the second or third one.
I think sometimes you can get very driven, about trying to get things done. And sometimes, and these people have a really hard time quieting their brains and their minds, in order to get back to that level of creativity that makes them so special to begin with.
So I wanted to talk about one that I don't know a lot about, and but I'm
Okay.
interested. So what about the manager reformer? Can you explain to us? Because I'm not sure where I fall on that ranking as far as that being one of my gifts, but I'm curious. Like, I need to look at the assessment again, but can you talk to me about that?
As I said earlier, the manager reformer archetype comes out of the universal archetype that chaos always seeks order. You know, that we,
Yes,
you know,
okay.
that we're always kind of driven toward the disparate things in life developing some kind of coherence and meaning to one another. And that energy, I have a very dear friend who is a perfect manager reformer, because she's the one I call to help me figure out what to do about my crazy basement, or garage. She can look at a situation and get excited about trying to make it organized and
I have a
clutterless.
friend just like this
Yeah, we
too.
all have friends like that,
And
right?
she's
Okay.
gifted at just being able to like
Yeah, and
make
they're
things
excited. They're
beautiful
excited.
change.
It's not, and the manager reformer can sound like a very kind of, oh, boring. Is that boring or what? But it's actually not, because these are very important energies. Even in companies, there's always somebody who really can see the bigger picture and know how to take a complicated, chaotic situation and transform it. This is the transforming energy, where you can just kind of take something and make it into something else that actually works and has coherent qualities to it. And so it's a powerful energy, and we need people like that who can do it and do it easily. But there's a but they can be very geared toward the practical element of things, making things make sense, making things work, making things have good results. We always need that energy, and we need it in ourselves. There are times when we have to project manage ourselves into another better situation. And it just takes, those kinds of steps. But one thing I do want to say is that there's no bad entelechy.
No.
We all have these energies, and they're all productive and beneficial and helpful and contributory. And when we can locate the ones that really speak to us, then we can make new decisions and make new choices, honoring the energies that we love to express. And so it can become a really useful compass.
I just thought of a good question that I have to ask. So, how can the entelechies help someone gain clarity about like a deeper when you're feeling lost? How can the entelechies help you? How do you use it specifically for no longer feeling lost and confused about who you are? Just start by taking the assessment.
Yeah, I think that, first of all, I never think of anyone really being lost. I believe that they may think that they're lost, but on a soul level, you're never lost. Okay. The question is, are you able to access the guidance? Are you able to access that inner voice? that speaks truth to you. And I think again the pressures and and the issues associated with our outer worlds, they beset us with all sorts of pressure, stresses, and sometimes beliefs that just don't play out, as true. And so, beyond the practices I know you teach us, about trying to reach that voice, that inner self, what I try to do with the IntelliGeese is to provide words and meaning and expression that can resonate with the soul. And I guarantee that people will resonate with something and say, "That's me, that feels right, let me learn more." I also think that people should allow themselves not to have the answer.
Ooh, I love that.
To relax and trust that the answer will reveal itself. I think too often we think we have to know our purpose. We have to be able to write that mission statement and say, "It's done. Now I know what I'm going to do." But I think that's a fallacy. I really do. I think we learn our purpose from observing ourselves and what gives us a sense of satisfaction, joy, fulfillment, makes us feel good, makes us feel productive. I think noticing that along the way. And what I tell people when they're stuck in something that they're not enjoying and they're longing, to feel a sense of fulfillment or purpose. One of the things I approach in the book is like, what do I do when I'm in a stuck job I hate? Or is there some, I kind of go through the various paths that you can take when you find yourself in that position. First of all, there's the concept of what I call job crafting. It's a well-known term. Many may not know it because it's kind of vested in certain social science, but it's the concept of really examining your the way you operate at work relative to those traits and behaviors and things that you thrive at doing, and finding ways to convert or add those elements back into your job. There was a very good book I read, and I'll try to remember this, that said, you only need 20% of your time at your job doing fulfilling things in order for the job to be fulfilling for you overall. Marcus Buckingham, and I think Love at Work, I think that was the book, but that stunned me. That was only 20%. So sometimes making certain shifts or changes in whatever you're doing, knowledgeably about what can give you more satisfaction, can actually shift the way you feel about the job altogether.
Oh, yes.
And then there are some job situations are so difficult that you just simply have to change total direction, or change the place you're working, or change the kind of work you do. In the book, I address those kinds of transitions as well, using the IntelliGeese. So I never think anyone is stuck. I think they've got to slow down, quiet their mind, and allow, something to speak to them, rather than to feel like you, because you don't know at that moment, there's some kind of failure or frustration that you have to surrender to.
And I think also, like, when somebody feels lost, it usually has to do with a disconnect or them denying their truest desires and trying to fit themselves in a situation that does not work for them. Just like you said, they're doing a job that just is completely out of balance with the core of who they are on a soul level. And that's why I think IntelliKeys are so powerful. And they've been so powerful for me is it calls you back home and you don't feel lost anymore when you're finally honoring who you really are instead of trying to be someone you're not.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, one thing I will tell you just from pure experience too is that it really pays to invest in understanding your energetic makeup. Because when we're doing things we don't like or don't satisfy us, it drains us. It debilitates us. We can't rise and be good at stuff that makes us feel that way. And it takes a toll on health and well-being over time if you always have a reason or an excuse not to further shift that boat and put it back on course.
I
So
love
there are
that.
very real life reasons why it's so important to know how you're really, really formed and blueprinted from a soul level. Because I think that that level of energy, when you get to optimize it, it continues to attract all the things that you want in your life, and it continues to build on itself and give you even more energy to do more of what you want. And I think if you look at highly successful people who love what they do, I think they would tell you that. And I don't think you need to be an entrepreneurial wizard or anything like that to have an abundant life. You know, I think you have to become very clear about what's truly important to you. Abundance comes in so many ways. And too often we just give up on ourselves and we don't claim that life force within us that we know inherently, you know, we're here to be special. We're here to be uniquely suited, and uniquely expressive of something really special.
And you know what you just said kind of reminded me of something about my husband, because he is never going to be an entrepreneur. That's not something he will ever do. He and I don't understand. I remember thinking he likes busy work. That's who he is, and that's who he is on a soul level. Like, he wants to keep busy
Yeah.
with his hands. And I remember thinking early on in our marriage that I kind of was trying to push him. Oh, you can do more. He has a
Yeah.
natural ability with writing like fiction and novels, and he could do that. And but he was like, you don't understand. I'm happy doing what I do now.
Yeah.
And I think that I do understand that now. Like, I understand that as I've evolved into my own purpose, I'm not trying to like look at someone else and say, oh, why aren't you doing more? Because what he does is what fulfills him and makes him happy. And it's also just as important, because it's just a different aspect of his soul shining through, and
That's
learning that
beautiful.
it doesn't look glamorous, but it's amazing. Like, when you get down to the nitty and gritty of what he does, he really does help people, but from a different angle of just being rock solid and handy and helpful and knowledgeable about what he does.
And it makes him a great husband and father, too,
Yes, it does.
because he's happy.
Yes. And I no longer am trying to push him out of his lane and be like, oh, well, you could do this and you could do that. No, he's happy. And I think that at the end, that's what it's about. It's not about these accolades or the social pressure of becoming something else. It's about listening to the music of our soul in the present moment, and trying to find happiness within that, and then just like trusting it and evolving one step at a time. And that's why I love your book, because it brings you back to that. Because there's all these voices in our head about, oh, well, I should do this, or I've heard people say my parents expect me to be like this, so I got
No.
lost in that expectation, and this
And
calls
trust
me
me, I
home.
think, I mean, I guess another thing I've learned is we all come into this life an unevenly prepared. And when I say that, we come with the parents, the background, the culture, whatever it might be, that we're influenced by. It just is the way it is. You know, and we come packaged by the end of our high school career, however we are. We're wired in a particular way. We have thoughts and beliefs and predilections in particular directions. And so my view is not to berate all of that if it's not leading you to where you think you want to go. It's being aware that here I am now. I have choice. I can decide now where I want to go and what I want to do. And to take the steps to understand where you've come from and what's made you this way, but to bless it and to move forward. I mean, too often people are very, very wedded to their past and they want to blame parents or teachers or situations for not giving them the opportunity to get to where they want to go. But I always say that it's fuel for the fire that's within. Everything that we come from can take us to where we want to go. And one thing that the IntelliKeys is designed to do is just to wake you up and be conscious and to be exploratory and to be questioning everything. Once you begin to question a lot, then you can answer the question, is it true for me? For me,
I
and
love
not
that.
according to what other people are saying. I mean, I grew up in a very education oriented place. They said, go to school, go to school. Go to school. I wanted to be a fashion designer. I didn't want to go to school, but I went to school and you see where I ended up. And then once I ended up there, I said, well, what else can I do? What or how do I make this work now that I've invested so much in this legal career that I had? And I found my options were still huge, and I also knew it was important for me to stay independent, to be self-sufficient, and abundant. And I figured it out. And I figured it out by answering some bit pretty, sticking to my guns on certain things that were really, really important to me. Like in any work environment, for instance, one of my rules was I have to be myself. I can't be performative. I have to be who I am. So I chose jobs that enabled me to do that. And that helped a lot. I had to be able to help people and counsel people. I'm not going to find myself in courtrooms or in adversarial situations. I know that I have a good relationship skill. That's how I want to use my energy. And I'm a lawyer talking about energy, and I'm telling you, energy is real.
Thank you.
It is not foo-foo stuff. It is real. And that is one of the, if I could be a bridge to helping, very pragmatic people understand how important it is, and that's why I speak in these terms. Energy is real. And even though we can't see it or touch it, we feel it all the time. And it's what people pick up from us when they meet us.
So that's the other thing I love about this book is that you talk about energy, you explain it in depth, you go into things on an energetic level and how we're all interacting energetically and how there's underneath the surface of there's energy that is always innately who you are and who you always have been. And that's your expression, your vibrational expression. And so I think this is a bridge. Honestly, I do feel like it's a bridge because it speaks to people who are trying to understand things on an analytical level, but it also speaks to people like me who are deeply listening and intuitively and trying to understand that underlying current of energy that is trying to express itself through me and my personality and my work with other people. So that's why it is so incredibly amazing and helpful. And I encourage everyone to go to Amazon, type in unlock your potential, and it will come up unlock your potential with IntelliKeys. You can also find her book before we go, because we are running out of time. I wanted to ask you one more question about if there is one message that you hope readers take away from unlock your potential and IntelliKeys, what would it be?
That's a great question. I think I want people to hold the faith that they can create their lives in ways that will be coherently satisfying. When I say coherent, I mean that the pieces come together and bring a sense of fulfillment, productivity, satisfaction, and love for self and love for other people. I mean, I having struggled with this for a long time and being able to write this book now, it gives me so much joy and hope that people do not need to feel that they can shoot themselves, into terrible corners, that there is a pathway for self-understanding and executing a life, what I call fully living your own way, flow. We all have that beautiful capacity to do it. So, hold that faith and read the book.
Yay! Thank you. Okay, so tell us one more time, where can we go to take the assessment and to buy the book and to learn more about you?
Okay. All right. There are my website is called Meraki Muse, MerakiMuse.com, and you can also type in IntelliKeys. com to find me. And on the website, there is a link for the assessment. The assessment takes up to 30 minutes to do, and you would get a full report sent to your email in a PDF form, as well as reading, being able to read it online upon immediate completion. You can see your results. The book itself, I'm in the midst of preparing to launch a paperback version across more distribution than Amazon, but right now the book is in ebook and paperback form on Amazon.com and any other Amazon marketplace around the world.
And I just want to let all of our listeners know that I will also have this, the links that you need on www.soulsearchingzone.com. I will have everything that you need there as well if you can't find anything and you need to know where to find the book. So thank
Terrific.
you so much, Angelique, for coming onto Soul Keys podcast today. This has been an amazing show, and I definitely want to have you back because I think there's so much to talk about, so much to explore. And yes, I loved having you here today.
Thank you so much. This is a dream come true to be on here
I
with you, Kelly.
know. And it
And
was
everyone,
so
Kelly has been
fun.
so inspirational to me because we got together when I was about to retire. And so it's been 4 or 5 years now, I think, that we've been walking a path together, and she's been helping me along the way to get to this point. So it's been great. Thank you so much, Kelly, for all you do.
Thank you. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Be sure and go to www.soulsearchingzone to learn more, soulsearchingzone.com to learn more, and I will see you again next time.
Thanks, everyone. So nice to be here.